OHS, electrical works on site. Making an electrical system not only means installation of cables, sockets, as well as safety and measuring elements in the building under construction or renovation, where the system is installed permanently, but also providing power supply to the site, which is a part of land development. In such a case, it is a temporary system, which is often moved to other locations. Temporary does not mean provisional. Connection to the grid and distribution of power supply on the site are made based on a special design of providing power supply to the site. The system should be designed, made, and used so that it does not cause fire or explosion hazard. It must be safe and protect employees against electric shock. It should be highlighted that electrical systems on the site are subject to more stringent requirements than permanent ones. The following sources of power supply can be used on the site: low voltage electrical system in the site area, transformer substation, investors' existing connection, own current generating assemblies. Electrical energy from the above-mentioned sources is connected to the main switchgear on the site. The switchgear should be equipped with a main switch and necessary electric shock safety devices. Power is transferred to other internal switchgears, sub-switchgears, or in the case of minor sites, to end devices, receivers, by means of extension cables compliant with relevant standards. The switchgears should be located in a place which ensures that the distance to power receivers does not exceed 50 meters. Observing safety and OHS requirements is a very important element on the site. Always exercise special care when using electrical equipment or doing electrical works. Incidental electric shock may result in death or disability. In order to avoid the above, observe the following principles. Make the power supply system on the site correctly and according to requirements. Observe conditions of the system use and regularly check its condition and safety. Check operation of fire safety devices. Make electrical systems and use the equipment on the site in a safe way. Regularly, at least once a month, perform an inspection of their technical condition for safety. Check the condition of the insulation resistance at least twice a year. The inspection of electrical equipment and systems should involve tests and measurements of the electrical system insulation resistance, continuity of protective cables, earthing resistance, and checking operation of different current devices. Make sure that equipment and machines are operated by appropriately trained and authorized staff. Make sure that connections, inspection, maintenance, and repair of electrical systems and equipment are made only by authorized staff. Disconnect power supply to the equipment when making any kinds of repairs and perform a periodical inspection of their safety after each repair. Use devices, switchgears, sockets, plugs, and other connections with at least IP44 tightness class, IP internal protection, and sheathed cables with relevant insulation. All pieces of power equipment on the site should meet the requirements of relevant standards and be marked with the CE symbol. It is extremely important with regard to different conditions of using electrical energy on the site: sun, rain, frost, and snow. Make sure that electrical equipment is used properly.